Good morning. I'm Layla Carey, and here in the studio with me is Jake Beatty, one of the founders of the Race to Alaska, which got started last week. Yes?
That's right.
And you're here to give us an update on that race and kind of a rundown on what's going on so far, yeah?
I'm happy to do it, yeah.
Awesome. Welcome back to Ketchikan.
Thanks. It's great to be back. It seems like it's always sunny when I'm here.
Yeah. It's all, we liked it. It's a secret we keep here. It's always beautiful here.
Well, the race has gotten off to a really fast start. Last year, we had incredibly strong winds and really stormy conditions. This year, it's really light and drifting. It's about 3 weeks later this year. But even still, the boat in the lead, Team Mad Dog Racing, is heading towards Ketchikan. Should be here probably tomorrow or the next day. They're a really fast boat. The team of Catamaran that's races all over the country, but has a crew from the Bay Area, from the Seattle area, and just making incredible time. It's a catamaran that's 32 feet long. It has no cabin. I don't know how they're sleeping, but they're making it.
Well, at least the weather's nice for them.
That's true.
Yes. And how quick was the first boat here last time?
Last year was a hair over 5 days. 5 days, 1 hour and 55 minutes. So even...
From Victoria.
From Victoria, that's correct.
Okay.
We restart and recalibrate from Victoria. This year, this team, even though it's light, the team is really fast. And they might be challenging the record. We'll see.
The one-year record.
The one-year record, I know. The world record.
And so I was looking at the website last week before the first leg, and it seems like there's an explosion of boats that just decided to participate this year.
No boats exploded, so that's good. I'd just like to clarify that. There, we had about 50% more boats that wanted to participate this year. And in general, the boats have gotten faster and more sophisticated. We have elite athletes. We have multiple Olympians. We have so many world championships. I've lost count amongst the teams. It hasn't really lost its everyman spirit, though. It seems like we still have the bulk of the fleet who are really doing it just to complete something incredible. So it's still got the steak knives in second place, and it's still got people who are just really trying to finish.
Okay. And can you give kind of a rundown on the different kinds of boats that are participating this year?
So at the front of the pack, we have a multi-hull. So Team Mad Dog Racing is a really fast catamaran with no cabin and a bunch of tired, white-knuckled sailors. Behind them are two monohulls. One with a team of young upstart, sort of young Turks who are hot stuff sailors on their own right, followed closely by one of the sailing dynasties of Seattle area, the Buchan family. They have three generations of Olympians to their name. Then there's a fleet of fast multi-hulls, and then it sort of gets into the hodgepodge of peoples who are doing it solo. We have a guy from France who's in a rowboat with a small sailing rig. Colin Angus was a favorite last year until his boat fell off the trailer before the start. So he's back and leading the 20 feet and under class. And there's a team of 8 women in a rowboat rowing, not making the fastest pace. They might get here, they might not. We have 3 all-women's teams in this second stage of the race. And we also have a team of guys who, 3 guys, all wheelchair-bound, 2 paraplegics and 1 quadriplegic on an unmodified trimaran. Pretty incredible.
Wow, that's impressive. Is there also a guy on a paddleboard somewhere
There was a guy on a paddleboard. He called it a day yesterday. He apparently had some issues with the way his board was handling under load, and so exited the race.
That's too bad. I'm always rooting for the guy on the paddleboard.
Me too. Some year it's going to happen.
Can you talk a little bit about the logistics, the planning on both ends of the race, and what goes into making this happen?
Last year, it was like me and a couple other people running around trying to invent something that had never happened before. This year, there's more volunteers. We have a volunteer helicopter that's taking some incredible shots. We have a volunteer plane that's zooming around taking some film. We have a film crew this year who are doing short 2-minute videos each day of just sort of giving people an insight into the race.
Yeah, we've been sharing those on our Facebook page.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah.
In Ketchikan, there's a team of, I'd say, loosely organized people who help. So the Ketchikan Yacht Club is fantastic. Chuck Slagle down at the Fish House restaurant is our host here in town. The Greater Ketchikan, I always forget the name. It's the arts organization that does the Blueberry Festival. Kathleen Light and the...
Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities.
Arts and Humanities, that's it. They're also a big partner in Lonesome Office Space, so... there's a bunch of people up here doing great stuff too.
Okay, great. And I guess I don't know. Can you talk about the route a little bit?
So the restart happens in Victoria. There's a leg one that is from Port Townsend to Victoria. That's just a qualifying leg. If teams can make it that 40 miles of open water in 36 hours, regardless of weather, and without getting rescued, they can continue on to Ketchikan. From there, we leave Victoria, and then there's really only two waypoints that these teams have to go through. They have to go through Bella Bella, which is the northernmost waypoint, and Seymour Narrows, which is the sort of tidal gate that swirls big whirlpools, and you can only really go through once in a while, about two times a day when the tides are going in the right direction. Other than that, the racers can go whatever direction they want, and just as long as they don't have any prearranged support, they can stop, get resupply, get groceries, get a foot massage, whatever they want to do. As long as they didn't arrange for it beforehand, it's all right.
Hmm. Okay. And you were talking about how you have a lot more volunteers and support this year. Is that partly because last year it seemed like there was quite a bit of publicity generated as the race progressed?
Really true. And this year, it's kind of the same. We have more on-screen media that's happening right now. So we have two crews, one from CNN National Desk and one from CBS Sunday Morning. There's a CBS Sunday Morning crew in town right now doing some filming and some background work. So Ketchikan's going to be all over national news. So all that means that there's a lot more attention on the race, and I think we had 2 million hits on our website yesterday. Definitely the world is watching at Ketchikan, and when the team comes across the finish line, the first place team, whenever that happens, likely last year we crashed the tracker page because we just overloaded the servers, and we did that once again earlier this race with 100,000 people trying to get on at once. My hunch is there'll be more when the team finishes.
Okay. Do you have to increase the... I don't know what the technical term is for that.
We have to increase the technical terms.
Okay. Awesome. And so the finish line is again going to be Thomas Basin?
Thomas Basin, that's right. Teams pull up right at the Baranof Fishing Charters right down there by the Fish House restaurant. And just encourage people to come out. If you're here and you're watching the tracker on r2ak.com, you can watch the progress of all of the boats. And whenever a team finishes, last year, it was really heartening to have people on the dock. These people have just done a pretty intense thing. And they all appreciated having people come out and say hello, welcome to town. We're throwing a party also. So on June 2nd, down by the Fish House, there'll be sort of a block party with a dancing and DJ, food and drinks, and a chance to mingle with whatever crews are there at the time. Hopefully the first place and second place crew will be in. If they are, we'll award the steak knives, the coveted second place prize, at that event. And just come on out.
What kind of steak knives are they?
Well, they're really nice. They're fancy. They have a little logo on them of the Race to Alaska and everything.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. And what time does that block party start?
I wish I could think of that. It's in the evening. Let's say 5.
All right. Just throw that out there. How about 5? I had another. Oh, who is in second place right now?
Second place is a team called Team Skiff Foundation Jungle Kitty. I don't know where they get these names. But there it's a 44-foot monohull sailboat with a 68-foot rig. So it's a very tall, very narrow, very fast. And they've done a pretty incredible thing. They've rigged up two tandem bicycles on the back of the boat that drive two different propellers. So in terms of human power, because remember, there's no engines allowed on board at all. So when they want to, they can have four people pedaling along. And I've seen them do 4 or 5 miles an hour. It's pretty incredible.
They're biking to Alaska.
Well, not just biking. They're sailing, but when there's no wind, they can power that thing around pretty well.
Wow. That's impressive. And how close are they to the first place?
100 miles away.
Oh, so not that close.
Not that close. Okay. It would basically take Team Mad Dog Racing having some sort of a mechanical issue or losing a rig or hitting a piece of driftwood to really make it anything other than sewn up for them.
Okay. Well, assuming that none of that happens, you expect them to be in tomorrow?
Probably
any
tomorrow.
Particular time? Or?
I think I'm not that smart to
okay.
know that answer. But
okay.
Sometime tomorrow or the next day.
Okay. That's good. And I had another question, and then it just went away. So what sort of celebration is planned as the first place team is coming in?
Pretty humble. It'll just be whoever wants to mob down there and say hello and cheer. We'll likely hand over the $10,000 first prize right then.
Is it nailed to a piece of wood again?
Likely. As is our tradition. I guess I should also mention there are two sets of Ketchikaners in the race this year. The first one, Team Ketchikan, is three folks from the Ketchikan Yacht Club, and they are making steady progress. There's also a joint Port Townsend Ketchikan team on Team Salish Express. I like to think of them as sailing for the United West Coast. Mac Dahl's on that team, also from Ketchikan, and they just cleared Seymour Narrows last night. I think they're slightly ahead of the other Team Ketchikan, so it seems like Stronger United is their motto.
Excellent. And, yeah, that was the question that flew out of my head a few seconds ago, was how are the local guys doing?
So. We are on the same wavelength.
Excellent. All right, great. What else do people need to know? Is there anything that you need help with from local folks while you're in town?
You know, the race itself is pretty well taken care of. The racers themselves may not be. So when they show up in town, they're often looking for where to find groceries or a dry bed or a ride to the airport. They might need help. And so if people in Ketchikan really want to help out and really want to connect to the racers and meet some incredible people, really, I have not met anyone in the race who wasn't a complete character in a lovely way. So a nice way to connect with the race and the racers is just to come down and offer your services to helping out one way or the other.
Okay, great. I do recall when I was down on the dock for one team coming in, the first thing they wanted was burgers. They just wanted burgers right away. So I think, yeah, went straight to Burger Queen. But, all right, great. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in. The Race to Alaska, the first team, probably in tomorrow. And so we'll keep an eye on that and let people know what's going on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.